And on the line, I have Aidan Kelly, photographer from Axis in Ballymun. Hey, Aidan, how's things?
No, how's it going? Are you well?
Not too bad at all. Now, people have an alternative to culture night because it's going on for a while, but it's the exhibition. Give me the background to the exhibition you have. I only miss you when you're gone.
Do you remember we've talked before about a set of photographs of people with tattoos who are of a certain age? Well, myself and Mark O'Brien in Axis sat down and said, well, maybe we might do something in 2013. Mm-hmm. So they offered me this idea of a mentorship where I could go and speak and sit with other photographers. So we kind of contacted as many people as we could, and we looked at the idea of just a discussion group where we could all just have a conversation about why we take photographs and how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mark talked about Axis being really important in Ballymun. And up came the conversation of, imagine if Axis wasn't there, because I know that it is very important to Ballymunners around that area. So I only miss you when you're gone is kind of like, I like going away as much as I can, mm-hmm. you know, different parts of the world. And I miss Dublin when I'm not there. So it kind of tied in with the idea of, imagine if Axis wasn't around, and that you'd only miss it if it wasn't a part of your day.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about everything that was important to us as photographers, myself and the six others that are there. Frank Scalzo's out there, and Andre and Kira and Simon Prunty and Dave and Andrea Carroll. We all sat around and talked about the idea of what was important to us. Mm-hmm. And we used that as a way of kind of starting to take new photographs, and then maybe, why not have an exhibition? So yeah. that's how it's come about. You
okay,
know?
And it's running up to the 11th of October, and is it all day, every day?
Yeah, what's great about the Axis is that you can go in any time it's open. You know, obviously early in the morning they have the cafe there, and people come and go and they do things, and it's on the balcony, mezzanine area, so a lot of people pass it anyway because they're on their way to other kinds of classes. They do art classes and dancing, and it's a great hub for that part of the outskirts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just at the top of the stairs. Yeah, it's you can get access to it most days, and they're like a series of seven panels that mm-hmm. we put together.
I suppose this idea that you've come up with, I only miss you when you're gone, is also getting people to think and be innovative as well, if they're anyway interested in photography.
I always try to see the outside of the box a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be taking photographs of people all the time. You know, there's so many interesting people to take photographs of. But sometimes I like the idea of thinking of objects and maybe places that we live, or a time that we live in. And imagine when that's gone, you know. And I think taking photographs is a really good way of, obviously it's a really good way of remembering and things that have happened to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of shooting other things as well, you know, outside of me.
Yeah.
And we do it every day. It's so normal now to take a photograph and put it up on Facebook, and we have so many photos on our phones, and I just wanted to do something that was specific to that bunch of people that we was working with, and then the area that we were in, and see what we could come up with. And it's been lovely, actually surprisingly lovely work
mm-hmm.
From the different guys. But yeah, I think if to take a good photo is to think about different things, and not just to
mm-hmm.
shoot the norm.
Yeah, a little bit of lateral thinking there, I suppose. That's another way of looking at it, outside the box.
Yeah.
But tell me about I mean, you're going to have another part to the playground Strand. How proficient do people have to be to get involved with the mentoring scheme?
Is it
for totally for amateurs or?
I think depending on, there's one for actors, there's a screenwriter, there's a playwriting mentorship, there's an MC hip-hop one that's, because Ballymun is quite prolific in its output of rap music and you know, MCs. hip-hop artists. Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously the photography. And I think you need to have an eye, at least. Mm-hmm. And I think that I could say that for everything. You know, you have a kind of an aptitude for what you're interested in. Otherwise, I think you could be missing something. Do you know what I mean? I think it's tough for people who, you know, in their class, it would be really good if you knew how to use a camera. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the rest comes from discussion and the ideas of why we take photographs and how we can say something that's a little bit different. So, but mm-hmm. at the same time, we did have days where we talked about, you know, parts of the camera that people didn't, you know, completely understand. So there's a bit of leeway for that. But I think you mm-hmm. should. I think you should want to take photographs, or you should want to stand in front of people and act and remember mm-hmm. lines and do monologues and all the various different things mm-hmm. that it takes to get to.
Yeah, because even the title of it, the exhibition, I Only Miss You When You're Gone, it's something poetic about it, and it's sort of sad as well. There's a sadness.
There is a connection there with my dad. You know, he didn't really get what I was doing when I was a young flea. He didn't understand that I wanted to be a photographer. Mm-hmm. He worked really hard in the Unadair, which was out in Finglas, for many years, and he had the job of bringing home money, and it was for him a tough life. Mm-hmm. And I just went and did the opposite, and I don't know if he got that. I miss him. He passed away, so I miss him now. I wish I could talk to him about the whole thing again, because mm-hmm. I think he would have understood better this time around, because I suppose I'm older and I'd know what the words would be that to him.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think, I'm a much older guy myself, so I can understand where you're coming from, but also to the extent as well that it wasn't just about, okay, the old cliche of going out and get a real job. It was a way of life, and that was it. That, you know, I only saw something on the TV last night, and I think it was on BBC, and it was talking to people who were in the 40s, 45, and depending on where you were from, but each of them were saying, well, they all like followed in tradition and left school at 16. Now, they all went on to be, I mean, lucky enough, entrepreneurial, and went into different businesses and learned in the process of living, but they all did menial jobs first. But as I say, it was the way of life, leave school 16, maybe some cases 14. So it was more to do with that than anything else. You know what I mean? It was the mindset of get a real job sort of thing. You know what I mean?
I wasn't even sure at that stage why mm-hmm. I did what I did, but it just seemed natural for me to do that to draw. You know, I went to a decent school and I found out about certain things that I wouldn't have found out if I'd listened to my father. You know what I mean? You have to do what's right. You know, and for us as photographers and. That it was important for us to do the right thing, but mm-hmm. at the same time have a conversation about it to facilitate, you know, through Access as well. You know, that they're giving us the opportunity to do that, and that's a really good thing for us. So, out of this comes the exhibition, and it's heartfelt on many different levels, and it is a little bit sad, and that's just the way it worked out, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit deeper than initially when I was reading it up, all right, and it's really terrific. As I say, like, it takes people... these schemes are absolutely fantastic, because where you sort of... you took a semi-shortcut, but you didn't stay with tradition and maybe finding out in your 40s, oh, Jesus, I'm good with a camera, which a lot of people do. But you're given the opportunity to young people to find out what their talents are much, much younger, and that's what these schemes are all about, and they're terrific.
I think it's a good thing to be involved in, because I have to say, selfishly, I kind of learned a few things myself. So mm-hmm. the give and take of that is really good, and the fruit of all of that is that the photographs are, you know, they're striking, you know, and they have a story to tell, and it's it's good. It's a good thing to do, and I hope that it happens next year again, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But that's going on up to the 11th of October anyway. But yeah, I have another, we'd quickly mention another collaboration you have coming up, and in collaboration, with, of course, with the Arts and Disability Ireland, the Playground Strand is taking up something later on as well in the year.
Yes, hopefully, yeah.
Okay. Listen, congratulations on everything, Aidan. And,
no, it's always good to talk to you. Yes, yes. Good.
Okay. You have a website, of course, as well, if people want to find out everything that's gone on at Access. As you mentioned yourself, the diversity of things that go on. I've just been reading out.
Yes,
about the...
Aidan-Kelly.com. So that's where I am.
Okay. Thanks very much, Aidan. I'll talk to you again, I'm sure, soon.
Yes. Thanks, Noel. Thanks a million.
Thanks a lot. Bye.